shout.
All over heaven.
Shout, 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 shout.
When I started speaking out about DVT, deep vein thrombosis, I hoped people would listen and talk.
Each year, 2 million Americans are diagnosed with DVT.
Up to 200,000 people die from its complications.
My husband was one of them. While on assignment in Iraq, David died from complications related to DVT.
DVT is a blood clot in your legs that can break loose and travel to your lungs with potentially fatal complications.
I survived.
My brother-in-law wasn't so lucky.
But DVT can be prevented. Know the risk factors and the warning signs.
If you have restricted mobility for an extended period of time,
a prior DVT,
have cancer,
or certain heart or respiratory diseases,
these could lead to a life-threatening complication of DVT called pulmonary embolism.
I was lucky.
Very lucky.
Get the facts at PreventDVT.org and talk to your doctor about whether you are at risk.
And the message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, in a Brown perspective on sports. 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. We'll remind you, we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone and give us a call, and we'll jot down all your information, and we'll be ready to go when you pray segment of the ministry rolls around. If you wish, you can maintain your anonymity by just giving us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. Most importantly, He'll provide exactly what you need, exactly when you need it, as you reach out to Him in faithful prayer. You may say, well, I'm not very faithful. Yes, you are. God's given to every man, woman, boy, and girl a measure of faith. You use that faith by just going to the phone and giving us your information. And in addition, I'm going to invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in and lift up your prayer requests and your praise report before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO is the number to call. 1-855-915-9636. Bishop William Murphy III here on Sounds of Praise, and this is Free Indeed.
I'm not afraid to shine, 'cause I serve the one who died.
she said. Jesus lives in me. You got it? I'm alive again because Jesus lives in me. You say it.
I'm alive again because Jesus lives in me.
Come on, everybody say it. I'm alive again because Jesus lives in me. Come on, church.
I'm alive again because Jesus lives in me.
Say it, y'all.
I'm alive again because Jesus lives in me.
Go ahead and testify.
I'm alive again because Jesus lives in me.
Say it, y'all. Say it.
I'm alive again because Jesus lives in me.
All right, we're going to get it right here. Right here. Used to be in the club. I need you to dance right here. All right, everybody, shout it right here. Get your hands up, say,
free indeed. let's sing it. Listen, y'all. It's been years. You're still struggling with the same fear. What if I lose it all?
You can still call on Jesus.
No more tears. Tell me why. Spirit of the Lord is here. Hey, now you be free. Just say free indeed. Say
free indeed.
I am. Say that. I am. One more time. Somebody holler. Say I am.
I am.
Right here, Vaughn.
Free.
Listen. Truth is. What he did, 'cause he hears all my secrets. Hey,
gotta
call on
Jesus.
No more guilt, no more shame, 'cause you cleared my name. I'll never be the same, but I'll be. Somebody telling me he had my secrets. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Say it again, church. Y'all say it. I want everybody to get up on your feet. And I want you to prophesy over your own life. Say it.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are.
7:15 here on Sounds of Praise. We just heard Bishop William Murphy III with Alive and Free in Deeds. In the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. Yes, if you want the freedom, the ability to live that free life that Jesus Christ alone can give through his salvation gift, this is your opportunity. I want to lead you in prayer. If you've never come to Christ before, or if you're not where you should be in him, this prayer will put you right back on track and allow God to work his great salvation life in and through your life this very day. If you'd like that to take place, I ask you to repeat these words after me to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring his salvation gift right to you this day. Won't you pray? Dear Father, I thank you for your love gift, Jesus Christ. I thank you for the Holy Spirit who is ministering to my life this very moment, causing me to realize that I need the salvation that Jesus Christ alone is able to provide. So I'm coming this day, yielding myself, acknowledging my sin, my failure, all my shortcomings, and asking you to move in my life, take your place, be in control as I surrender myself totally to you so that you might begin to accomplish all the wonderful things you've ordained that I might be a partaker of. And so I thank you for all you're going to accomplish this day, as well as the days which are ahead, because I yield myself to you and to your control. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. It's to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to him. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we invite you to call, because we're going to send the material out to you with no further obligation whatsoever. You need to know what to do now that you've given your life to him. And you don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church. When, although you need to let the Lord lead you and guide you into what church you should belong to, we're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, and I stress you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air. There's no guarantee I'll get that message, so you need to call me while I'm on the air. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. But please don't put off for some other day what you need to do right now. Some other day is not promised to anyone. If you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Yield yourself to him and allow his salvation to take its place in your life. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636.
Come as you are, come as you are.
pray that you have come there, so please give us a call so we can send you that material, help you know what to do now that you're giving your life to Him. 7:20 is the Sounds of Praise time, and we are moving, well, we've been moving a little more slowly than we normally move because we've a little gone past the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, but we're still going to have it. We got a lot of prayer requests and a lot of praise reports out there, so we're going to get them in, so it's not too late. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can get it to us by also calling the same number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Here she is, the Queen of Gospel here on Sounds of Praise, evangelist and pastor. Maybe I should say the Queen Mother of Gospel. Evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar from the album Fill This House. This is the title song here on Sounds of Praise. Not the right song, but that sounds so nice, we're gonna let that one play anyway. Go ahead, Shirley. It's all right.
Sometimes it's hard to say you're doing okay when you're trying to hide the pain on your face. Times are getting harder. You're praying and you're praying. Just keep hoping, believing.
Just believe
and have faith.
Know that He is.
Okay, and this is the one that we said we were going to play originally. Shirley Caesar and Fill This House here on Sounds of Praise.
Lord, let your glory fill this house. Lord, let your glory fill this house. As we lift up our hands in praise, in praise, Lord, let your presence fill the house. Lord, let your presence fill the house. presence in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. Oh, I feel you right, glory to God. I feel your presence. We're not talking about a building, talking about the inner man, the me, 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 me that's in me. Fill this house, fill this tabernacle. I don't want to do like I used to do. I don't want to walk like I used to walk. Feel, feel, feel this house. Hallelujah.
It's 7:31 here on Sounds of Praise. Like I said, we're running behind schedule, but we're going to go right into our When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry right now. But it's still not too late for you to get in your prayer request or your praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO is the number to call. 1-855-915-9636. Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams, and this is The Prayer. Okay, that's not working for some strange reason. You know, we're going to bring back evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar and prayer changes things here on Sounds of Praise. This has been one of those mornings, folks. Just bear with me.
Changes things
when it feels like hope is gone.
It's I just want to tell you, live or die, sink or swim, prayer works. Come hell or high water, for better for worse, for richer for poorer, in sickness and in health, prayer works.
Prayer works.
Yes, it does.
Prayer works.
Have you tried
prayer
it?
Seems like we were having a evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar concert here. But anyway, that's the way it worked out. We couldn't get our regular prayer music working, so we pressed Shirley into action. And so you got four Shirley Caesar songs here in a row here on Sounds of Prayer. But this is the When You Pray 742. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. She still has some pain in her back, and she has a procedure coming up on the 25th. Of this month. We're praying that God's going to strengthen and deliver her, perhaps even before the procedure is done. And she's still looking to God to help deliver her from smoking. So we're praying for Michelle of Medford for deliverance from the pain in her back and also from deliverance from smoking. Then we're praying for D and K. D and K are preparing to be married next month. And we know when you're preparing for marriage, that a whole lot of things to take care of. So we're praying that God's going to minister in the life of D and K as they prepare for their wedding ceremony next month. We're praying for L, and we're praising God for L, making progress in her recovery. L, who we prayed for earlier, several months ago now, but she's making progress in her recovery, and she wants us to praise God with her for the recovery that she is making. We're praying for VM. VM is looking to sell her home and move closer to her workplace. VM looking to sell her home and move closer to where she works. And then we're praying for the Christian Challenge, looking for God's open door. Christian Challenge is the parent organization of Sounds of Praise. And we're looking for God to open doors as our ministry continues to expand. We're trusting that He's going to open the doors so we can continue to do the things, even in a greater way, that He's called us to do. Let's look to God in prayer and in praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. We thank you for Michelle of Medford. We thank you, Lord, because you're moving powerfully in her life. She's feeling better, but yet there's still some pain in her back. And we pray, Lord, you continue to minister on her behalf. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the name of Jesus. May she continue to sense your presence, because you are everywhere present by your Holy Spirit. And we pray, oh Lord, that you would give her the deliverance even before the 25th of June arrives. May she sense that she's been touched by the hand of Almighty God. And while you're touching and delivering her, Lord, from the problem with her back, deliver her also from smoking. As she continues to realize that she yields herself to you, you're able to provide exactly what is needed and exactly when it is needed, so her face might be encouraged and she might tell others of the wondrous things that she's received from your hand, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for D and K, who are preparing to be married next month, Father, we pray you would take this young couple in the hollow of your hand, realizing you are the provider of every good and every perfect gift. We know all the various things that have to take place, Lord, even while preparing for marriage, Lord. And we pray, oh Lord, you would bless and strengthen them, be their provider, and may they receive from your hand exactly what is needed. May all the plans go smoothly, and may the wedding ceremony, Lord, be the beginning of a tremendous life of blessing for their family, Lord, and may they tell others of the wondrous things you're accomplishing in and through their life. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're joining with Elle as she's praising you, O Lord, for how you've begun the recovery process in her life, Lord. May she continue to be strengthened. May her faith not fail. May she continue to look to you because you're the provider of every good and every perfect gift. You're never late. You're never too busy. We pray you continue to work mightily in her behalf. And may her life continue to be a testimony, even in a greater way, to others of the wondrous things that she's received from your hand, is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for VM, who's looking to sell her home and move closer to where she works, Father, we pray you are the God of the open door. We're praying for the open door for the Christian Challenge. We pray you be the open door for our sister as well. May she realize, oh Lord, that she continues to put her faith and trust in you. You have that open door that no man can shut, and you have that open door you alone can open. And may she go through with joy each day, trusting in you, waiting upon you, yielding herself totally to you, so she might continue to be a powerful force in the lives of the many who she impacts each and every day. And may she receive a tremendous opportunity to get an even better home than she has right now, closer to her job. And may she continue to live for you and serve you as never before, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Christian Challenge, Lord, we pray, oh Lord, you continue to minister on our behalf. We're trusting you as the ministry appears to be expanding, that you open doors on our behalf, make ways, meet our every need, Lord. May we be able to go through that door that you provided so that your name might be glorified and praised, others might grow stronger in you, and the testimony of the reality of Jesus Christ in our life might flow out into other lives as well, so that they too might be born into the kingdom, they too might be strengthened in you, and their lives might be a tremendous testimony to the wondrous things that can be accomplished in the lives of those who place their faith and trust in you. So we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in our behalf. And we pray, O Lord, we might be even a greater testimony in the world to multitudes of individuals. This is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name and for his praise and for his glory. Amen. It's 7:48 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And as soon as we get your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158. Or can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we get it, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to the very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. It's 7:50 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. The group is called Shenandoah, and this is A Cross Between a Sinner and a Saint. Here on Sounds of Praise.
Well, when I was young, had the wrong kind of fun, man, I was restless, so restless. Had my share of fights, got licked once or twice, man, I was reckless, so reckless. But Sunday morning service, Mama would kneel at the cross, preacher'd look straight at me, and he'd lay down the law, all because I was a cross between a sinner and a saint, lost between what you are and what you ain't. I've been a rebel, cursed the devil, my share of hell, but God can see the good my mama came. I'm a cross between a sinner and a saint. Jesus hung on the tree, right between those two thieves. One was he just kept on laughing, said, come on, use that crown. Can't Can't you get us down? Make it happen. Can't you make it happen? The other man said, hey, why don't you leave him alone? He is blameless. He's done nothing wrong. But Jesus hung on.
Sounds of Praise and the Cross Between a Sinner and a Saint. Jekyll and Carr coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. Maybe this will be our go-out song. And this is You Are Our Joy. Amen, 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 amen.
Come on, let me see you. Put them up, come on.
Joy. You are our joy.
Let me hear you tell the Lord that tonight.
Say, you are my joy.
You are our joy.
Yeah, yeah.
You are my joy.
You are our joy.
Come on, come on.
There is never a dull moment with you. You've never failed to show me what you and even if I fall, your love always catches me. Your strength, Lord, is perfect when I am weak. Always find a way to pick me up.
Come on, look ahead.
Finding me, you'll always be right.
You are
that's all you're saying.
When everything is going wrong,
you lift us.
Surrounded
It's 7:58, time to put the wraps on this edition of Sounds of Praise. We'll be back next Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to bring you part two of our ongoing theme, the release of the Holy Spirit. You don't want to miss that. We started on Pentecost Sunday, and we're going to continue it until the Lord says stop. So until next Sunday, this is your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.